Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Hi, this is David Samuel coming to you from Brest in France, a nice city, been here a few times, and of course another hotel room. So you'll see many different settings. The reason I do the podcast from the hotel room is because it's pretty much the only place where I can get dead quiet, and obviously then the audio is better. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about inner peace and some things that have helped me and some pointers that I feel are helpful to me on a daily basis. And inner peace is not called inner peace for no reason. It means you feel good inside, relaxed, and generally happy about yourself. So one of the things that I really feel strongly about is you can't outsource the way you feel and what makes you feel successful, what makes you feel like you're doing a good job, what makes you feel like you're a good dad, what makes you feel like you're a good parent in any to your kids, to your grandkids, what makes you feel like you're a good friend. All of these things need to come from inside you and be basically your own instincts and your own guidance system. And I think too often people talk and say things to us that are hurtful and maybe aimed at the way they want to live their life and feel like they're helping you because they're telling you how they would feel in a situation. And that may not be correct for you. So you need to build your own internal guidance system, because inner peace comes from being happy with the way you want to live your life. It's interesting that so many people need validation in everything that they do in order to feel good about themselves. But that goodness isn't great, because it's not coming from yourself, it's adhering to other people's metrics, how they measure whether you're doing well in life or not. And as I said, it's so important for you to decide what your metrics are. And of course, as we get older and mature and learn things, we can adjust that and we evolve. But we mustn't just try to fit into other people's norms, because what is normal in life? You know, I think many people who've achieved great things did so because they didn't stick to what a perceived normal was. The other thing is dissatisfaction can often come from the outside. So imagine you do a deal, you agree to do a job for a certain amount of money, or you feel like you decided to get fit and you got your own little program that you've gotten from somebody and you're happy with it. And then somebody from the outside comes in and goes, oh, you know, do you realize what other people get paid for this work and that you're being, you know, kind of done? Or, you know, do you realize that that program is no good for you in the gym? Well, this is all nonsense, because if you were happy with it to start with, be happy with it. And that doesn't mean that if the same opportunity comes around again, that you don't reevaluate and say, okay, you know, this time maybe I feel better asking for more money, or this time around I think I will try a different program. But when you're actually doing the job or whatever you've agreed to do for yourself or for others and have been totally happy about it, don't allow people to create a judgment and a comparison and a feeling of, you know, riling you up and getting you angry because you feel like suddenly you made a mistake. If you were happy with it, you were happy with it. And if they hadn't have come along, you wouldn't have thought twice about it. And I see this happening, you know, very often to people, that they're totally happy going about their business until somebody comes and stirs the pot and stirs the satisfaction. The last thing that has always helped me in the last few years is when I'm in a project or whatever I'm doing, and I evaluate what I can learn from it. A great question to ask is, if I had a magic genie and there was one thing that I felt I could have really used help on and done better with what I know now, what would that be? And I think that one thing is enough. Otherwise, we get overwhelmed in all the noise that comes from perceived failure. And there's no real such thing as failure. At the end of the day, it's just learning. Of course, I think failure is only if you just keep making the same mistakes over and over again. But if you learn one thing from everything that you do, for sure you're going to continue to improve in what you do as a person, and it doesn't overwhelm you. And I feel like that's, you can really focus on improving one thing. If you try to improve lots of different things at the same time, it can get very, very overwhelming. And that can give an inner peace as well, that you're not trying to be this amazing person on a million different fronts. You know, there are different seasons in our life, you know, and different periods where it's more important to be, you know, a great family person. And there's times where it's more important to be really focused on your work. And there's times to be more focused on your own inner energy and helping yourself. And as long as you're happy with your decisions and you have the awareness to keep evaluating how you behave and how you carry on, then that will give you inner peace, because you're not living a life according to other people's rules. And who gives anybody the right to tell someone else how to live? What people can do is offer you advice, offer you alternatives, offer you perspectives, but there's one person who has to choose always, and that is you yourself, for what is best for you. No one else can do it better than you, because ultimately, nobody knows you as well as you do. Thanks very much for listening, and speak again next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.